how happy I am to see everyone that is here, and so glad to be back in the United States. Appreciate your prayers as we was in Mexico, and I know we was in service Wednesday night, but some wasn't here, but we're thankful for the Lord helping us in old Mexico this last. We was there the 27th of October through November the 1st, so thank you for your prayers and everything. We was had wonderful services, and the Lord touching, people praying and getting help, and then also into the village where we went out to, and trying to maybe finish a church that we've started. We're about 90% finished building this church. We had service with them on Monday, and thank the Lord for that, and just so glad to be in church today. Amen. Everybody enjoy the extra hour this morning. Amen. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 25. Now, I really don't know where to start reading here, but I'm not going to read all of this. Basically, this whole chapter would give us the story, and then, but we're not. I actually want to pull out a phrase that Abigail says to David in this. And Abigail was a wise woman, and David, her husband was Nabal, and he was a man that was steeped into folly and followed the wrong path. And indulged himself in a wrong lifestyle, and he was a shepherd. And David and his men, while they was running from Saul, had protected Nabal's men. And so, when it kind of come to shearing time, and they asked for a reward for all that they had done, and the man cursed David and sent him away. And very foolish. And David was on his way to destroy him, basically in a rage. And Abigail met him and gave him a gift and turned his anger away. So let's pick up in verse number 23. When Abigail saw David, she hastened, lighted off the ass, and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground. Fell at his feet and said, "Upon me, my Lord, upon me let this iniquity be, and let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience, and hear the words of thine handmaid. Let not, my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. I, thine handmaid, saw not the young men of my Lord, whom thou didst send. Therefore, my Lord, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, seeing the Lord hath withholden thee from coming to shed blood, and from avenging thyself with thine own hand, now let thine enemies, and they that seek evil to my Lord, be as Nabal. Now this blessing which thine handmaid hath brought unto my Lord, let it even be given unto the young men that follow my Lord. Pray thee, forgive the trespass of thine handmaid, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord," talking about David, "a sure house, because my Lord," talking about David, "fighteth the battles of the Lord, and even an evil hath not been found in thee all thy days." Verse 29, our scripture text. "Yet a man is risen to pursue thee and seek thy soul. But the soul of my Lord," talking about David, "shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God. And the souls of thine enemies, them shall he sling out as out of the middle of a sling. And it shall come to pass when the Lord shall have done to my Lord," talking about David, "according to all the good that he hath spoken concerning thee, and shall have appointed thee ruler over Israel, that this shall be no grief unto thee, nor offense in thine heart, nor offense of heart unto my Lord, either that thou hast shed blood causeless, or that my Lord hath avenged himself. But when the Lord shall have dealt well with my Lord, then remember thine handmaid." And David said unto Abigail, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which hath sent thee this day to meet me. And blessed be thy advice, and blessed be thou, which hast kept me this day from coming to shed blood, and from avenging myself from mine own hand. For in very deed, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, which hath kept me back from hurting thee. Amen. That'll be enough reading. God bless you this morning. You may be seated. David is running from Saul. He's running for his life. He's in the wilderness. The Bible tells us that vain men gathered themselves unto him. Basically just a bunch of outlaws. A bunch of men that was hurting or outcast men gathered to him. Over 600 men had gathered themselves to him. David was a man of God. He was anointed of God. Matter of fact, during this time in David's life, he wrote the majority of the Psalms that he wrote. The majority of the Psalms that David wrote that are in the Bible, he wrote while he was running from Saul. And we would have thought that his life was actually at the worst stage ever. David, seeking God, tried to do what was right, and I believe even in his life during this time, he made very good choices and wise choices. He wouldn't kill Saul when God would give Saul right into his hand. The Bible said God caused a deep sleep to come upon Saul. I mean, you're talking about even the music here at Old Paths wouldn't have woke him up. Man, he was sacked out. Tambourine, clapping, kids screaming, it didn't matter. Man, this man was asleep, and David wouldn't kill him. Instead, David went up, and he cut a piece of his cloth, of his robe off. Another time, he took the cruse of oil and the sword. And they said, kill him. Said, the Lord has delivered your enemy into your hand. David said, I can't kill him, because the Lord has anointed him. But David has taken care of this man. I'd like to preach this morning from verse 29. She says, I want to preach from this phrase. And I'm not going to try to, maybe I shouldn't say that, but my intention is not to preach from this story as much from her words, what she says. She said, the soul of my Lord, the soul of my master. She calls him Lord, but it's a little L, which would be interpreted master. The capital L is the Lord, Jehovah. And but she uses the word Lord, and if you was following along with me, you'll notice it was in the little L, which would be master, or you, David. She said, the soul of you, David, will be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Now I want to preach this morning on bound in the bundle of life. Hallelujah. Basically, she said, God has wrapped you up in a bundle of life with him. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you get bound in the bundle of life, there can't nothing hurt you. I mean, David was on the run. No doubt his feet were sore. No doubt his emotions was high. No doubt he thought, man, how in the world am I going to survive this? But he was bound. She came. This was a wise woman. She came and she said, surely God's going to make you a sure house. And she said, because you're fighting the battle, you're fighting the battles of the Lord, and evil hath not been found in you. You've been living right, David, and God has bound you up in the bundle of life. You're talking about security. You're talking about safety. You're talking about protection. Hallelujah. You're talking about a man trusting God. We can trust God this morning to bind us up in the bundle of life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's pray this morning. Ask the Lord to help us. Lord, thank you for this service this morning. Thank you for everyone that's here. I pray, God, as we come to this part in the service where we open the Word of God, I pray for your anointing to be upon us, Lord, that fresh oil from the throne would touch us this morning and help us and strengthen us, God, to preach your word. I give you praise for it, Lord. I thank you for it, Jesus. Hallelujah. In your name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Bound in the bundle of life. David, at one point, he was on one side of the mountain and Saul and his men was on the other side of the mountain. But he was bound in the bundle of life. Saul had chased him and finally found him. There was a group of men came and said, "We know where David is. We'll take you to him. He's out there in a cave somewhere." Amen. "He's right there in such and such place." Saul said, take me to him. Amen. They took him right there. Matter of fact, the Bible said Saul was in the cave and David was in the sides of the cave. Woo! But what Saul didn't realize was David was bound up in the bundle of life. Amen. Saul never saw him. He never, amen, until David hollered at him after he had left out of the cave. The Bible said one time Saul was so close to him. Amen. And here come this man running back from the kingdom to Saul. I mean, Saul's just about to get him. Here comes a man running to Saul and said, "Hey, Saul," said, "the Philistines have invaded the land." Hallelujah. He turned around and went and fought the Philistines. He was almost to get David, but he couldn't get him because he is bound up in the bundle of life. Hallelujah. Amen. He had a lot of close calls, but he never got him. Hallelujah. The Bible said, "Not a hair of your head will perish." Glory to God. Amen. Bound up in the bundle of life. Bound up where God builds a hedge about us. The Bible says he'll give his angels charge over you. Amen. To bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. The angels of God, amen, encampeth round about them that fear him. Amen. God sure knows how to bind up the bundle. Hallelujah. God sure knows how to bind, amen, us up in the bundle of life. I want you to get this morning. The Bible said in Job chapter number 1, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Job 1:7, "Whence comest thou?" Then Satan answered the Lord, "From going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it." You know the devil is only at one place at one time. The devil is a spirit. He can walk through walls. Amen. He can go places and he can go far faster than any plane or jet. He is a spirit. But he is not God. And he is only at one place at one time. Where you been, devil? You know God inhabits everything. He inhabits the earth. You go to the North Pole and God is there. Go to the South Pole and God is there at the same time. Hallelujah. Amen. God right now, amen, is in the Middle East and he's right here in America. God is everywhere at one time. There's no place that God is not. Amen. He said, "Where can I go from your presence?" But the devil is only at one place at one time. Hallelujah. I don't know where he's at right now. Amen. But it doesn't matter. I know where God is. God is right here with us. Hallelujah. He said, "Where you been?" He said, "I've been going to and fro throughout the earth, up and walking up and down in it." The devil is just busy going everywhere. Amen. Just constantly going on the move. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?" He had passed by. Hallelujah. He had passed by Job's address. Amen. He kept going by his mailbox. Amen. But he couldn't get in. Why? Because he was bound up in the bundle of life. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. He wanted to catch Job on the outside of that hedge. He said, "Have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him in the earth, and perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil." Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou not made a hedge about him?" Hallelujah. "And about his house, and about all that he hath on every side. Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land." Amen. Bound up in the bundle of life. Amen. "Have you considered my servant Job?" Yeah, but you got a hedge about him. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a hedge about the saints of God, and the devil can't get in there unless God allows it. We pray for these children this morning. Amen. And when I pray for them, On Sunday morning, I pray, if I remember and don't forget, I pray, Lord, build a hedge about them. Protect them from the evil that is in this world. Oh, God, help us this morning. Amen. While I was praying that prayer this morning, I thought about that family and that church and everybody involved. Amen. So close to us. And God knows. Amen. And I'm sure there's other details and things, you know, that was involved. Amen. That we may never know about. But regardless of whatever happened or does happen, we need God to bind us up in the bundle of life. Amen. Bind our families up in the bundle of life. Bind our children up in the bundle of life. Amen. Build a hedge about us, God. Amen. The devil said, Job doesn't fear God for nothing. Amen. You're not serving God for nothing this morning. Not. He said, Job don't fear God for not. He's not fearing all. And we want to get out there. We want to run. Amen. For sure, young people and being raised by godly parents think, man, my parents are mean. Man, they won't let me do nothing. Or they, you know, all these different rules. But really, it's a hedge of protection. Amen. From the evil. It's the bundle of life. David, I know you think you've got it hard. I know you think you ain't going to make it. But really, what's going on, David, is you've been bound up in the bundle of life. Devil said there's a hedge about him and about his house. Praise God. There's a hedge about him and about his house. And all that he hath on every side. The devil couldn't touch one of Job's dogs. All that he has. Devil's out there doing his business. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He couldn't steal one of his. Because God had protected all of his. Hallelujah. Thank God. I think about the goodness of God. I think about the greatness of God. I think about being bound up in the bundle of life. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell a story that I've told over and over. But maybe some of y'all might have forgot it and some of you may have never heard it. But when Jody first started coming to church, he'd stand up there. Hey, Jody. How you doing? And he'd stand up there at the homeless mission at Highway 80. And he come to service one night. And about midway through service, he jumps up and comes up here. I remember up here. And he said, oh, man. He said, I don't have my wallet. And he said, I remember I left it right there on the bed. Right there, you know, in the Highway 80 mission. It's laying right on the bed. He said, oh. He said, I'm not worried. He said, it's got just a little bit of money, maybe $10, $20 in it, whatever. He said, but it's got my social security card, my driver's license or whatever, all this stuff in there, you know, maybe a bank card or something. And he said, man, I can't lose that stuff. I said, well, let's pray. So we knelt down right up here on this platform. Y'all have heard me tell this before. Anybody ever heard me tell it? Said, we knelt down right there on that platform right here and said, Lord, you do one of two things. You blind everybody in that mission or you make that wallet invisible. I'm telling you, he called me when he got back up. He said it was sitting in the same spot. Nothing was missing, even the cash. Now you tell me you can leave a wallet with cash in it at Highway 80 Rescue Mission and somebody, you know, in the men's dorm. Come on, can I get a witness this morning? With all your identity and nobody even touch it. I'm telling you, amen, either an angel put his hand over everybody's eyes that walked down that in between them bunks, or he made that wallet invisible. Amen. But I'm telling you, he caused at least 90% of them men in that place not to see it. Can I get a witness? Y'all agree with me? Hello? Amen. I'm talking about being bound up in the bundle of life. Amen. Job has a hedge about him, and he's got a hedge about his children. He's got a hedge about his house, and he's got a hedge about all that's his. And the devil can't touch it. Somebody wrote a song, said, I'm going to stay right under the blood. I'm going to stay right under the blood. I'm going to stay right under the blood where the devil can't do me no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. That's an easy song to learn right there. That's one of them 7-11 songs. 7 words, 11 times. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, God can bind us up in the bundle of life. And the devil has to stand and can't do nothing about it but gripe and complain about what he can't do. Hallelujah. Thank God. God is able. to bind us up in the bundle of life. Amen. Here she comes down and she says, she said, the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for His goodness. Thank God for building a hedge about us. I don't know, amen, what'll happen tomorrow. I don't know what'll happen, amen, in our life. I don't know what the future holds for our families and children, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Hallelujah. Why should we worry? Why should we fret? God has it all in control. Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and delivereth them. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said 1,000 will fall at your side in Psalms 91. 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. The Bible said in Psalms 91 verse 4, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Amen. The terror by night is the things that we cannot see. The terror. The arrow that flieth by day is the things that we can see and we do know. God's saying even the things you know about, you don't have to be afraid, because I've got you bound up in the bundle of life. The terror, the things that we don't know. The devil will tell us all kinds of things. Amen. He'll use the truth against us. Amen. And He'll make it so much worse and so much bigger. And before we know it, amen, He'll have us backed up in a corner and ready just to give in completely. Amen. But the Bible says He'd bind us up and protect us. He'd give His angels charge over us. Amen. To keep us. God will protect us. Amen. God will help us. Hallelujah. God will touch us. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noon. Day. In other words, what you can't see or what you can see. Amen. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. God can put an immunity in His people. God can build a hedge about us. Amen. Say, amen. We may face trouble, but God has bound us up in the bundle of life. Saul's on one side of the mountain. The enemy's on one side, and I'm on this side. Amen. David, all of a sudden, he's a running. Amen. He's trying to get away, and all of a sudden, he looks behind. Nobody's back there. Where'd they go? God sent that messenger I told you about. And Saul had to go and leave. What was it? Why was it? Amen. God had bound up David in the bundle of life. Now, I want to preach to you this morning, when you're bound up in the bundle of life, amen, God will protect and help and carry us through. David faced trouble and trials and things in his life, but God protected him and carried him completely through. He was bound up in the bundle of life. Amen. God's blessings on us. She said, God's going to make a sure house. God's going to bless you. Amen. And when God blesses, the Bible said, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow with it. Amen. And in Psalm 68 in verse number 19, He said, blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with His benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. Amen. The God that saves us blesses us. The God that saves us, the God of our salvation, gives us benefits every day. Benefits. You know what a benefit is? It's extra. It's something you get because you worked there so long. Benefit. Amen. It's not your wages. It's a benefit. Hallelujah. Y'all still with me? Amen. It's because, amen, you've been there so long, or you done such and such, or you helped them, or you this, or you that. I've known men, you know, in this area, amen, that had special benefits at places because maybe they had worked somewhere else and they knew somebody here and they knew there, so they was getting this company work, or you know, they was this, that, or the other. And it wasn't their wages. It was their benefits. Hallelujah. Because of who they was and what they was blessing. Amen. That business for their contacts or however. Amen. I'm telling you, God daily loads us with benefits. Woo! Hallelujah. God blesses the whole world.
Bible said the sun rises on the evil and the good. And he sends the rain on the just and the unjust. I mean, we can give people to get blessed because, you know, they're just a human being. God blesses people. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, there's benefits for being a child of God. Hallelujah. There's benefits. He daily loadeth us with his benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. That word Selah means stop and think about what you just said. When you're reading the book of Psalms, amen, Psalms was their song book. And they would sing these. And that word Selah would pop up. That word Selah just simply means stop and think about. Pause before you move on singing and think about what you just said. Hallelujah. The word of God. Amen. Think about what God is saying. He daily loads us with his benefits. Why? We're bound up in the bundle of life. I believe today I'm looking at saints right here that is bound up in the bundle of life. Devil's try to knock you out. The devil try to knock you down. Amen. But bound up in the bundle of life makes all the difference. The devil says it's over for you. It's over for your family. It's over for your children. But wait just a minute. I'm bound up in the bundle of life. Hallelujah. Psalms 81 and verse 16. Amen. He hath fed them with the finest of wheat and with honey out of the rock. Amen. He satisfied them. Hallelujah. There's honey in the rock. My brother, amen, there's honey in the rock for you. Amen, leave your sins for the blood to cover. There's honey in the rock for you, a blessing. God's got a blessing in it, praise God. God has a blessing. Amen, the song said, far away in the depths of my spirit tonight. Amen, there's a melody sweeter than psalm. In celestial like strains, it unceasingly falls. Or my soul like an infinite calm. Peace, peace, wonderful peace coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. What is it? God, amen, wraps us up in the bundle of his, amen, life. Amen. And when God gives life and God speaks life, he's the creator. He's the God of all gods. Amen. And he wraps us up right here in the bundle of this life so he can bless us. Amen. They wrote the song, Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Amen. Heir of salvation, comfort of love, filled with his spirit, lost in his love. This is my story. This is my song. What's my story? What's my song? Bound up in the bundle of God's life. Amen. Praising my Savior all day long. This is my story. This is my song. Amen. Bound up with God's blessing. Amen. And when God blesses, nobody can turn it around. Nobody can. Hallelujah. So here's David fixing to make a bad mistake because he's angry. He's in a rage. He was done wrong. He was frustrated to the point that he was going to make a choice that he regret the rest of his life. He was going to kill innocent man simply because the man done him wrong. And this wife comes out and says, hey, I want to tell you something. You're bound up in the bundle of life. So don't make this bad choice right here. Hallelujah. Sometimes we forget about how good God's been to us and all we want to look at is how wrong we've been done. How everything's so bad in our life. I mean, David basically had done a job and didn't get paid for it. David basically had done something and wasn't recognized for it. He wasn't even asking for much. He was just asking. He had done something and wasn't even recognized. And this woman comes out there and said, hey, before you make a bad choice, I want to remind you of God's goodness in your life. You're going to regret this the rest of your life? Amen. Won't you turn just for a minute and look at God's goodness? Amen. And God's mercy and God's blessing on your life. Amen. Before you take and make this choice, I'm telling you, if we could see the goodness of God in our life this morning, if we could see how good God's been to us, if we could just comprehend how good God has been. Amen. She sang the song a while ago. He just keeps on blessing me. Amen. He just keeps on blessing me. I don't deserve one good thing that he does, but he just keeps on blessing me. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, bring the tithes into the storehouse. They'll be meeting my house. He said, I'll open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. Hallelujah. A blessing. Pour out a blessing. You won't even have room enough to contain it. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about the bundle of life. Security. A hedge.
protection, safety, bound up in the bundle of life with the Lord. The preacher woke up one night and had such a burden for a widow lady in his church. It wouldn't leave him, so he went by. He got up. He drove to her house. It was all quiet. He walked around, nothing. He noticed the back door was open a little bit. He thought, my, maybe the Lord woke me up to lock this door. She didn't know. So, thought, well, I'm just going to say a prayer. He stepped in. He listened. Couldn't hear nothing. He said, Lord, protect this, whoever had called her name, sister. And he said, before he knew it, he said, Lord, kill the hand. Destroy the hand. Stop the hand. Destroy the hand that would cause any harm to this sister. He locked the door and closed it real tight. Next day, did you know your door was open? No, I didn't. Well, I felt like the Lord. I come by. Checked it out. The back door was open just a little bit. Oh, I probably forgot. Well, I locked it and everything. I'm glad you're okay. Sometime later, a man come in his church and his arm, he can't use his right arm. It's limp. He goes up to the man. He said, do you remember such and such a time you went by a house in the middle of the night and you prayed? He said, you know, destroy the hand or arm that would hurt. And he said, I want you to know that I was in that house that night. And said, I was going to rob that lady and I was going to kill her. Had a knife or something, some weapon in his hand. And he said, I want you to know while you was praying that my arm began to cramp. And he said, I have lost complete use of this arm. I have no use. It's completely gone. And he said, I want to know. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to know that I was in that house. I'm telling you, when God binds you up in the bundle of life, the devil can't hurt you. God wants to take away all fear. Fear has torment. We fear, we worry, we fret over all kinds of stuff. God wants to take away all fear and worry and stress today and throw it right out the window. Sling it out, she said. Amen. He's going to sling your enemies out that sling. Hallelujah. God wants to sling your enemy of fear right out this morning. Amen. Just like a slingshot shooting out over the field. God wants to sling out your doubt this morning. God will take care of you. Hallelujah. No matter what happens, amen, God is on the throne. God is on the throne this morning. And God wants to bless us. And God wants to help us. God wants to move in our life. Amen. Stand together with me this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, this morning. Lord, I praise you. Can we just reverence the Lord here just for a moment? Lord, I thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's sing a little bit of this song. Far away in the depths of my spirit grows a melody sweeter than song. In celestial life strength, it unceasingly falls o'er my soul like an infinite call. Wonderful peace coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows above. Oh, peace, peace, God, give.
gives peace this morning. No matter what you're facing this morning, God gives peace.
Peace. The Father above.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Sweet peace Father, my spirit forever I pray.
You need peace this morning?
In fathomless billows above.
What a treasure I have in this wonderful peace, buried deep in the heart of my soul. So secure that no power can mine it away. While the years of eternity roll. Peace, God's wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love. Oh, peace. You need peace today. Maybe a trial you're walking through.
Wonderful.
Maybe a test you're in.
Coming down.
Thank God for the peace of God that passeth all understanding.
Above.
Thank God for the peace of God that goes further than we can ever understand. The touch of God.
Forever.
Thank you for it, Jesus.
I pray.
Thank you, Jesus. Fathomless billows of love. Oh, peace. Wonderful peace. Coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love. Oh, peace, wonderful peace, coming down, hallelujah, the Father, love, hallelujah, sweep over my spirit, forever I pray. In fathomless billows. Why don't you grab the hand of the person next to you real quick. We'll pray.
Peace,
wonderful peace.
Wonderful
help us.
Peace.
Coming down from the Father above.
From the Father above.
Oh, sweet
Father, my spirit.
Lord, bind us up in the bundle of life, Lord.
I pray.
Bind my family in the bundle of life, Lord. Build a hedge about us, Lord. Build a hedge about our family, our children, our minds. Touch us, Lord. Oh, bind us up in the bundle of life, Lord.
Wonder.
Let no evil come near us, Lord, from the inside, from the outside. Keep us true, Lord, to you, God. Keep us true to one another, God.
Sweep over my spirit,
Lord, forever. Do a work, Lord, in our children. Do a work in our lost. Do a work in the lost, Lord. Do a work in our bodies. Do a work in our hearts. Do a work in our spirit, Lord. Do a work in our bits. touch is going, I pray, oh God. The great needs, the burdens that we carry, Lord, the trials that we walk through, the tests, the frustrations, the difficulties. Sweep over our spirit, Lord. Sweep over our spirit, Lord, forever, I pray. And fathomless, fathomless billows of love. Help us, Lord Jesus. You said, casting all our care on me. You said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful.
Very deep.
Hallelujah.
In the heart of.
Touch every family today, Lord. Touch every life today. Touch our hearts. Let us rest in your peace, God.
Let no power.
Oh, God, let us set back every lie of the devil.
Away.
In the name of Jesus.
While the years of eternity.
Peace, peace. Wonderful peace. Coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows. One more time, everybody. Peace. Peace. Sing it. Wonder.